Good evening.
And we are live on the Jordan Bertrand podcast with our special guest.
Oh, baby. I am Sir Landon David Haas, heir to the Haas fortune.
Yes, heir to the Haas fortune, of course.
Yes.
Yes. So today on the Jordan Bertrand podcast, we're going to change things up. We're going to start with some announcements. We are live from Bird Studio in two different locations. I am in Corpus Christi. It is August 18th, 8:29 p.m. Haas is located in Orlando, Florida. We're doing this across state lines. That's how advanced the podcast game has gotten. So
actually, man, right now I'm actually at an undisclosed location, but I do stay in Orlando, Florida.
That's where he stays, but the location of Haas currently is to be revealed. But yeah, we've got lots of news coming for the podcast. So we're going to start off with some announcements and some shout-outs. Tons of stuff going on. I mean, we've only been in the game less than a month, but we're already on our fourth episode, and we're doing all kinds of stuff. You know, we're getting feedback. I tell the people.
Revolutions, my friend. Revolutions.
I tell them, you know, they hit me up. They say, hey, this podcast is amazing. You're doing great things. I love the podcast. You know what I tell them, Haas?
What do you tell them, man?
I call him up on FaceTime. I look him in the eyes and I say, I don't want any of that constructive stuff. I only want destructive criticism. That is all we want in the podcast. I only want your negative feedback.
It only makes you better.
Only get better. I can only get better if you give me your negative feedback. So lucky for me, I have some great friends who tear me down. So we got some really good feedback. We got some feedback about audio quality. Maybe you shouldn't ramble as much. You know, all kinds of stuff, you know, stay on topic, you know, just kind of these things.
Yeah, I got some announcements too for the viewers or listeners, I should say.
Make your announcements, Haas.
Well, first, just because I'm not being monetarily compensated to say this, but this podcast is brought to you by AirPods.
Mm-hmm.
Put them in and you're instantly better than everyone around you.
It's true. The Gen 3s are coming out.
Yeah. Yeah, very I'm really soon. Looking forward to that.
Haas is recording off of AirPods as we speak.
Of course. I couldn't see it any other way.
If there's not one of the guests using AirPods, then we have to look for you. I promise you, the guest list is extensive. Every
it's
day,
a requirement.
People, you know, they don't send donations, but they're quick to ask to be on the podcast. You know, that's how it goes.
Yeah, you also have to have some sort of drink in your hand. It doesn't have to be. I'm not talking about alcoholic
Mm-mm.
beverage.
I'm no.
Anything.
Anything just, at all.
It all amounts up to the sophistication level that we're on. That we're mm-hmm. both on. Me and Bert mm-hmm. here. You want to guess what I'm drinking right now?
What are you drinking? Huh? Well, you know what? No. Let me guess. Let me guess. Is it a
Hey, let me give you some hints.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a polar in. When at room temperature is tasteless and odorless.
Oh.
It's water. I'm
okay.
drinking water.
I was going to guess water, and I was like, nah, he's got to be doing something. It's not tap, is it?
Of course not.
Of course not. We don't drink tap.
Of course
tap.
Not.
No,
I'm actually tap. Drinking Voss water. It's from Norway, and it flows from the glaciers right into my mouth.
Yes. Right into the mouth. That's all we drink here. Yeah, we always got something in hand, and then pods.
But yeah, man, I'm glad we decided to do this podcast today. What time is it there? 8:30 Central time.
Yeah,
yeah.
Over here on the East Coast location. Yeah, somewhere on the East Coast.
Wow, I just revealed.
You just revealed yourself.
Yeah, I got to get out of here.
Now we know your time zone. But yeah, some really great stuff. Those of you that listen, you know that the Jordan Bertrand podcast is officially on Apple. Which is a big step forward for the podcasting game. You know, if you
we forgot to give a shout out to Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs. Thank you, Steve
Making
Jobs.
Making this all possible.
Creating, creating the company that made AirPods possible. Without you, we could not hear in luxury. Yeah. Hear and speak. Yeah. We could not pod in luxury.
Man, I got the MacBook, the Apple Watch, the Apple iPhone, the Apple AirPod. Hey, Apple is taking over this world, man.
I'm waiting for the Apple bedding and the Apple shorts.
Would like Apple to come out with a coffee maker.
I wouldn't be opposed. There's a, remember that SNL parody where they were like the, they made the eye everything? The eye rack.
I want to be able to make my own roast. You know, each coffee requires a slightly different roast to reach its peak of aroma, you know, acidity, body, and flavor.
Of course.
You know, you got blonde, medium.
We're big coffee guys
dark.
Here on the Jordan Burchard
We're
podcast.
Coffee connoisseurs.
Connoisseurs. But yeah,
I prefer
so
the Veranda blend, though.
We made it onto Apple, thanks to Steve Jobs, no doubt. And with being on Apple comes some responsibilities for our listeners. In the past, I've said, you know, I would tell you to rate and subscribe, but this isn't YouTube. Well, now you can rate and subscribe, but rating isn't enough. I need you to rate and review. These are things that you can do. You can pause the episode right now. We'll give you a second here. Landon, can we give him a moment of silence just to...
I suppose.
All right. I hope you enjoyed rating and subscribing and reviewing. And if you didn't rate, subscribe, and review, I'll find out. We will both find out who you are.
And, we'll that's the easy part.
That's the easy part. Finding out. But yeah, you can leave your negative feedback at our email. That is jordanbertrandpodcast@gmail.com. jordanbertrandpodcast@gmail.com. Not just your negative feedback, but also suggestions. If you just want to say hello, you want to leave some fan mail, fan hate. If you want to mail me stuff, I'll send you my address. You can send me fan mail. You can send Haas some fan mail if you want. He's open to that. I also want to give a special shout out to Zach Chambly. Zach Chambly was one of the he was one of the few that was willing to give me the negative feedback that I require to get better. And for that, for that, we reward you.
He's such a positive guy. I can't even imagine that.
I know it. I had to ask for it, though. He said something good first, and I was like, bring me down. And he was like, if you insist. So,
yeah, all right. You asked for it.
Yeah. So the way to get a shout out on the Jordan Bertrand podcast is through feedback of the negative variety or donating to the podcast. And you can donate to the podcast at Jordan A. Bertrand on Venmo. Or Jordan Bertrand on Cash App.
All proceeds go to the new AirPods.
Yeah, they will go to something. In the past, I've said that they will all be reinvested into the podcast. I've decided that a percentage will be reinvested into the podcast. But I'm happy to say that the donations did cover the purchase of a new microphone. And I hope that I sound absolutely clear as a tack.
I think this was quite a good introduction, Jordan. Mm-hmm. We've given a lot of credit to Apple, but we need to credit ourselves as well.
That's true. We've done a lot.
And I want to let the listeners know ahead of time before they, you know, click out or go do whatever they got to do. This podcast is strictly for inspirational, motivational, educational purposes.
I might change my category from comedy to education.
Oh yeah.
That might be what I need to do.
Oh,
no
doubt.
For the kids, Haas, for the kids. Because you know how many people, there are people in their cars. They're sitting in their homes. They're at the library. They're at work. And they're listening to the sweet sound of Jordan Bertrand talking to their ear. And they just want to learn something, Haas.
Well, I'm here to teach.
We are here to teach.
With the little knowledge I have, yeah, I'll give it to you.
Yeah, man. We're doing a lot of work. There's a website. We have a Jordan Bertrand website. You go to jordanbertrand.com and you will see some stuff. I'm switching it up right now. It doesn't really have anything, but it's going to have podcast information. It's going to be like an online resume. Fantastic. I'm
and
still trying to.
And the proceedings go to my law school textbook fund.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There's no doubt about that. We fund law Haas textbooks. Law
yeah,
Haas.
Those law, were pretty.
You've heard of Law Hammer. Now you meet the Law Haas. That should be on your card. But yeah, we're still deciding on a show schedule. We're recording this on a Sunday evening. I'll probably drop it Monday or Tuesday. But I also dropped one last Friday, so it's real sporadic right now. I know everybody's kind of they're saying, Jordan, why don't you make a clear schedule so that people subscribe? And I say, listen, kids, I'm on my own schedule. So you can subscribe to that. That's what I tell them, Austin.
Very plain and simple. Points across. I like it.
So that's all the news for the Jordan Bertrand podcast. But I do have one more announcement. I'm very happy to announce a spinoff of the Jordan Bertrand podcast that is coming. Likely in the next month, we will have the first episode up. And that is the Ben and Bird podcast. Ben and Bird podcast will be recorded remotely. Ben, my roommate, will remain in Corpus Christi, and I will go off to do the things that I do. And through our fantastic Anchor app, we will still be able to record. So that's something that you can look for in the next month. But now, Haas, our very special, dear, delightful guest.
Yes, sir.
Why don't you, Haas, actually, he came to school here at TAMECC for a short time. But why don't you tell the kids a little bit about yourself? Why are you so special? Why did you qualify for the Jordan Bertrand podcast?
And why am I so special? Hey, how much time you got?
We try to keep these under an hour, man. I don't know.
No, man. You know, a lot of people, they're like, hey, you're so cocky. I'm like, no, I'm just smart.
It's the truth.
There's a difference. Hey, if I told you I was different, would you understand the difference?
Man, that's... Ooh. We normally keep the quotes for the end, but that's a good one. Honestly, we can.
I got quotes throughout this whole thing.
You
gotta live by something.
It's the QPQ, which was suggested by Michael Mendoza, which is the Quick Pod quote.
Shout out, Michael.
Yep, that is the new. That's the new. It's not the Quap anymore. It's the QPQ, Quick Pod quote. So that was a Quick Pod quote from Lane Haas. But Haas, tell him a little bit about you. And
many more to come.
Everything you're doing.
Oh man, currently I'm sitting in my chair just taking it all in. I'm out here in an undisclosed location, but it is on the East Coast. I've already said that. Yeah man, I did go to school down there in Corpus Christi for a little bit. I went from the beach to the beach, basically.
Yes sir. With a stop in the desert, the Holy Land.
Yeah, Lubbock, Texas. We don't have to go into too much detail about that. Great school, terrible city.
It's a past life for Haas.
Great school, terrible city, man. I can't even describe some of the things I witnessed in that city.
Hey, it built you up, but, and made you a better person. See, kids, this is the education you need. Hard times.
Hey, look, listen, kids. Listen, children. One thing that you're going to learn when you start moving around city to city, if you start moving around city to city, you're going to learn that there's stupid people everywhere, and you're not going to be able to get away from them.
You'll learn. I think more so.
You're not going to be able to get away from it.
Yeah, man.
I don't know why the beach is like that. Maybe it's just because people are.
It's full of crazies, man. You stay here too long, and you start to crisp, and you go crazy. I think the beach, the sun fries your brain.
Yeah, man, definitely. But
that's science, and I'm not a scientist. So that's.
But you are one of the tannest men in the world.
That's true. I went to the beach. How does that feel? It's actually we're about to get into our weekend recap. I'll tell you a little bit about how the beach was, but it feels nice to be the tannest man.
I can't wait. I can't wait. But yeah, man, you know, right now what I'm doing is I'm pursuing my Juris Doctorate.
I'm pursuing you, her.
Did I say pursuing? Hey, I got I got a piece of gum in my mouth. Sometimes my tongue gets tied up a little bit, and it's been a long day. But I'm gonna be I'm pursuing a degree, an extra degree, additional degree from an undergraduate. I'm going to law school now, and we start tomorrow at 10 a.m. And I'm nothing but excited, man. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to hit the ground running.
Damn. Did you pick your first day outfit?
You know what? I haven't.
Man.
But you know what? The Orlando, humidity bro. Out here in Florida, it's pretty. Yeah. God dang it!
I know. I
didn't plan
it again.
On the whole undisclosed location thing. Like,
yeah. Florida's hot is what we're getting at.
I'm in Orlando, Florida. I'm in Orlando.
I endorse the polyester fit. I don't know how many polyester shirts you have, but my whole closet, I don't know. This mic is fantastic. You can hear my closet open. But every one of my, about half of my closet is polyester, and that's all I wear.
Really?
Yeah, if actually I got some polyester dress pants. 100%. It feels like I'm not wearing a thing. And you know I don't like pants.
And are they... So that says something. That's true. I've seen you in pants once, and I've known you for, what, 9 years?
Several, yeah. Many severals.
Yeah, man. You know, I like the way I got my closet set up. You know, you walk in. Keyword, walk in. It's a walk-in closet. You walk in. you walk in. And whatever you want to wear, that's the beautiful thing about my closet, man. You walk in and you know exactly where to go to because everything is so neatly organized.
You love it.
You walk in, okay, do you want to wear a t-shirt and shorts? T-shirts on the top rack, shorts are on the little shelf. Do you want to wear a jacket?
I want to wear a sweater.
Bottom shelf to the right.
Where do I go? I want to wear a sweater.
Walk in, bottom shelf to the right. Yeah, yeah, about the 12th door on the right.
Where can I get some dress shoes?
Dress shoes, they are on the floor, but in a neatly organized fashion.
Always.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
Haas, actually, his apartment's fantastic. He FaceTimed me. We talked for like an hour and 40 minutes. It was quite a long time. He showed me his, you know, I tweeted this out. I don't know if you guys follow me on Twitter. Haas, where can they find you online?
I have Instagram. I have Snapchat. I have LinkedIn. I have, what else are
there? You know any of those apps?
Do what?
You know any of those apps?
Those apps?
Those apps. ATs.
Ads? No.
Ads. You don't know your usernames.
I deleted my... my ads! I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
It's 2019.
You can follow me on Instagram at lhaas23. That's Haas with two A's, not two S's. It's not Haas. It's Haas. Mm-hmm. It's German. LinkedIn, Landon Haas. No username for that. And I'm not going to give out my Snapchat because I like to keep that a little, you know.
Of course.
I deleted my Twitter actually when I was studying for the LSAT for you children out there.
That's a smart move.
For you young children out there listening, that is the law school admissions test.
Yes.
And my advice to you is don't take it.
That's some good advice. Yeah, man, that's some good stuff. It's hard to delete a Twitter.
I know. I call myself looking at it too much.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it too much. Yeah.
You know how they have the screen time meters and it tells you how long you're looking at stuff?
No, but I don't ever want to see that.
Yeah, man. It's some scary stuff. And like you can set reminders. So it'll be like, hey, Jordan, you looked at Twitter 13 more hours than you did last week. And I'm like, all right, man. That's enough. Like, I don't need to hear that, man.
But, you know, when you look at it, you know, okay, what if you only looked at Twitter for 1 hour during that week and you had 12 extra hours, you could get some more sleep.
Exactly. Dude, that's what I think about. I'm like, man, what can you do with 1 hour, you know? Like, you can do a lot with 30 minutes.
That's true. It depends what you're doing, though.
Pause. You can change your life in 60 seconds. That's a little education for you.
Yeah, you can, but I don't think you can physically. Like, maybe mentally, yes. Because your whole life can change just based off your attitude and your perception.
Man, that's good stuff right there.
Of yourself and what you're going to do.
That's nice. That is nice.
So I know I went into college. I went into college. Yeah, this is all you,
it's like
all
a,
you children
it's like a
need
cup
to turn
of coffee
up the,
for your ears.
Turn up the volume to 11 real quick because he's about to
turn it up.
Yeah,
hear our crisp voices.
So basically, man, when I went into college as a freshman out of high school, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I was going to college basically, essentially it was the next step. It was just the next step, and it was expected, you know, that you know, you go to high school, you go to college, you know, where we grew up in North Dallas, you go to high school, you go to college,
G-town.
And you know hopefully while you're in college you decide what your purpose is and what you're passionate about and all that stuff. And you know, I got to my freshman year of college and I was like, hey, I was studying business marketing just because, you know, everyone everybody wants to be a business. Hey, no offense to anyone that is a business marketing major, because you can do great things with that, you can make a lot of money with that. But
thank you.
I was sitting there one day saying, you know, like, is this really what I want to do? I'm in this position. You know, a lot of people say, not a lot of people get the opportunity to go to college, but there's colleges out here with 60,000 students at it. Like, that's a lot of people, man. Like, mm-hmm. And there's thousands of colleges out here. Like,
you want to know? I got so everybody. This is an unpopular opinion, but I was talking about this to someone. Everybody's like, "Man, congratulations on graduating," you know. And for me, and a lot of people, I'm like, "Man, it's not really that hard to graduate college." You know, you do. It's 4 years of your time. It's
for
like
some
a
it is. But for like a, you know,
2.0
like
GPA and loan debt. If you have those three things, you can go to college.
Hey, what do they say? They say C's get degrees. I hate that saying.
I mean, it's the truth though. That's what I'm saying. Though. It doesn't take much.
Hey, yeah, but you get C's, you're gonna get a degree. But what did you learn?
That's true. I learned a little bit. Yeah. But I'm like, that's the thing, though.
You didn't make C's, you're a cum laude.
That's the thing, though. I'm like good at school, so like,
you had the extra
I didn't really have to like learn it. I just like I didn't learn as much as I could have. Like, I didn't read my textbooks and stuff, but I got good grades because
nobody
I know
reads
how to do
textbooks
it.
In college.
Yeah, but you should, though. That's where I mean, here's the thing, you could buy all those textbooks, skip school, and you could learn just as much, but you wouldn't have that degree.
That's true. Hey, what do they say? D's get diplomas?
I'm sure they do.
I really hate that one.
But this is a good time. We gotta move on. So I'm gonna talk about the Amazon buy of the pod. You know, we do the quotes of the pods. We do the pods of the pods. The shows of the pods. Suggestions of the pods. We got our sops.
Pods.
Yep. We got our sops, bops, tops, and flip flops. But today's Amazon. Today's Amazon buy of the pod. As coming to you, I'm speaking through it. It is the POP voice one piece design Levere. No, not Levere.
You got the POP Levere?
Yeah, man. So in a past episode, I had bought.
I've been asking Santa for that for 9 years.
I talked to the kids. I was like, "Hey guys, I got this new Levere." Turns out, it's a lavalier, and I'm an idiot. So today's Amazon buy the pod. Is the POP voice one piece design lavalier microphone with earphone. I had to buy a new one because the other one didn't have an earphone, so I couldn't hear you talk, Hoss. Like, that would have not worked. So we listen to your feedback here on the Jordan Bertrand podcast. We had a couple people there like, "Man, if you got a new mic, if you do this, hey man, the audio quality, if you got a new mic." And so you know what we did? We took your donations and we bought a new mic. And so now you can hear me crisply. You can hear you can hear my closet open. You can hear a pin drop. Hoss, listen to this. Are you ready? That is a pin dropping from my hand.
You slammed that dadgum pin.
No, bro. I dropped that from above my head. Hold on. Here's another one. Here's another one. This is a blue Bic Atlantis from about 2 feet over my head. All right. Here's one more. This is a This is a zebra. I'm gonna drop it from about
like
my knees. From my knees. You hear that too, man. You can hear everything with this mic. And kids, I'm not the only one that should have a podcast. We should listen to the Landon Haas podcast, the Ben Shepherd podcast, the Steve Jobs podcast. Everybody should have a podcast. If you listen to this, you should buy yourself a mic, a POP, Voice One Design. Lavalier microphone with earphone. You should download the Anchor app and you should start a podcast for yourself. And I encourage
everybody.
Anchor. Shout out to Anchor, man. I encourage you to buy a mic, start your own podcast. Everybody should have a pod. You have a Twitter, you have an Instagram, you have a job. You should have a podcast. Talk about the stuff you're doing. even if no one else listens, it's just a nice little. It's an exit for yourself. It's like a journal.
Yeah, that's a wonderful point.
It's a journal for your voice. Like, nobody likes writing. Nobody likes typing. But you know what they like? Everybody likes talking. Everybody loves talking. Talking about themselves. Talking
just
about
sit
people.
Back and listen.
Yeah, man. Just sit back and listen. You can listen to yourself. How nice does that sound? Talk about yourself. Sit back. Listen to yourself. You'll learn a lot about yourself. Is what I think will happen. So we're gonna have.
And
a quick...
I like the way you put that when you said, you know, you have a job, you have Instagram, you have Twitter, you have this, you have that. Get a podcast too.
Get a podcast. Michael McGee, he was like, "Man, you make me want to start a podcast." He said, "Maybe in another life." And I said,
and kids,
no, Michael.
Here's another.
I said,
here's
in
another
this
lesson.
Life.
It's like shout out to Michael McGee.
Shout out
MC
to
McGee.
McGee. You can find him on SoundCloud.
You can. But yeah, man, I like the way you put that. Just essentially taking on more responsibility. You know, the more things you become responsible for, the more valuable you become.
Yeah,
I
man.
Challenge you children to do more than you've ever done today.
Mm.
And sit back and watch the reaction.
That is a
do
quick
that
pod
every
quote.
Day. You become number one. I try
quick
to do something
quote.
Different every day I wake up in the morning.
Yes, sir. Man, we're getting inspirational. That was a quick pod quote from Landon Haas. We're going to hear a quick word from today's sponsor. And Landon and I will be right back to dive into today's topics. And we are back. Hey, Haas. Hey, how was that break? What'd you do?
Oh, it was good, man. I went and walked the cat. I went down to the vending machine and got a Snickers bar.
Man, that is funny that you talk about cats, because our first topic of the day is pets.
Dude, I hope it's not cats, because I was completely kidding. I hate cats.
For real? So, Mike, I don't know if you got rid of your Twitter, but I've got this neighborhood cat. Some of y'all might know him. His name's Jack. And he comes over my place.
I've seen that little cat.
Yeah, man. About 7 or 8 p.m. is what he used to do. But I've seen him. I mean, he comes at all kinds of times now. He'll come, like, up in the morning, and I'll, like, feed him. I'll try not to feed him twice a day. But he hangs out.
Do you think he wants something?
At first, I wasn't really sure. I started giving him turkey. And now he'll, like, hang out even after, like, he'll hang out after I give him turkey. He came in the house for a little bit, and like we hung out inside the house for like 30 minutes, which was crazy. So, but sad thing about Jack, I haven't seen that guy in like 3 days. So maybe 4 days.
Hey.
So, yeah,
man, yes. that's the difference, you know, where you live compared to where I live. Because like I live right here in the middle of downtown, and there's a lot of homeless people. So when I walk outside my building and I'm catching an Uber or something, I'm waiting out there, and instead of cats coming up to me, I got people coming up to me.
It's a little more dangerous, yeah. Hey,
and it's just they just like cats too, because you know you give them some change, they're gonna keep coming back.
Every day, 3 p.m. There he is, Jack the homeless man.
Man, it's crazy out here, but yeah, man, that living transition was it took me a couple days to get used to, but I'm.
Yeah, there are a lot of homeless here in Corpus Christi, but yeah, they're not like right outside my house, so that's nice. I fist bumped a homeless man one time outside my house. So
how'd that go?
It was all right, you know. I didn't want to like be rude to the homeless, and he put out his fist, so I was like, bop, 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 and that was it.
It always kills me inside too to see people like that, because you know, they could be homeless for legitimate negative reasons and poor choices that they've continually made throughout their life. But they could be homeless because they simply got screwed over for no reason.
For no reason at all.
You know, and you don't know who's who. It's sad. It's sad. Yep. We don't have to go. This is a happy podcast. We ain't gonna talk.
It's a happy podcast. Back to pets. My poor
Back
Jack
to pets.
Is missing. My poor Jack is missing. I need you guys to think about him. He is. I haven't seen him on any of the neighbors' porches, and that's normally where he hangs out. He hasn't come and got turkey in about 4 days. So, I mean, I'm leaving pretty soon, so I guess it doesn't matter. But, he's a good cat, man. I want a pet, but I want it to be someone else's. And
you're emotionally
Jack,
invested, huh?
Yeah, Jack is the perfect pet because he's not mine, but he's also mine. But Haas has some fantastic pictures of his pets, and I think everybody should get more pictures of their pets in their homes.
Oh, yeah, man. That was a shout out to my mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
Because they helped me move in and all this stuff. They basically got it all done. And then, you know, I flew out right after I graduated, came in my apartment, everything was here. And my graduation gift was two lovely picture frames. And I got two dogs back at home, Zeke and Cosmo. And
there's some nice pictures.
I got them up. Oh, dude, they're high quality.
Dude, I looked at them on FaceTime the other day, and I thought
they're high quality.
I thought it was a, I thought he was showing me a TV screen because it was so clear and like crisp and like the frame was so nice. And he was like, "Nah, man, that's a picture."
He
like,
said, "Man, that's a sweet monitor."
Yeah, I was like, "That's a nice monitor."
I was like, "Dude, picture printer."
Like, oh shit! I was like, "That's pretty. That's pretty nice." And then I realized how cute these pets are, and I was like, "Man, I was like, everybody should have a picture of their pet up in their home. Like, especially for their pet to look at. Be like, hey, dude, that's you. Like, that's what you look like.
I have a total of 5 framed images of my pets in my room.
Maybe some would say you should have 6, you know?
Okay, well, yeah, personal preference.
But yeah, man, I have a room right now. I don't have a pet in sight, man. Not a pet in sight. I got a little dinosaur, but that's not a pet. That's for sure.
Does taxidermy count as like a pet? Like, you killed it, you know?
Maybe if it was your old pet. There's a... Do you believe in taxidermy your old pet? Or is that rude?
Unless it was a giant grizzly bear.
Unless it's something cool.
I'm getting one of them, you know, when you walk into like a mansion, you know, you do that all the time, I know. You know, you walk into like a mansion and they got like the polar bear on the rug.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to get a grizzly bear. I want to get a grizzly bear. And once he passes, I'm gonna make him into a little rug.
You get a, yeah, I'd be cute if it was a baby grizzly bear, not to be like.
But I'm never gonna step on it, because that's like me stepping on him.
It's like stepping on the seal of the school. You're like, hey, you don't step there. And they're like, all right.
Can I start a topic of conversation? I want to talk about something.
I'd love you to. Go ahead.
I want to talk about how people, okay, when I say people, specifically Uber drivers.
Oh, hey, wait.
When you get in the...
Haas only orders Uber Blacks. To be clear. Haas,
for the record.
He doesn't get the Uber, like the regular Uber, and he doesn't get the Uber XL. Every single time he orders Uber,
I don't even know what the other ones are called.
I think it's Uber X and then Uber XL, maybe.
Yeah, see, I was at this little social event at law school the other day.
He only gets Uber Blacks.
And I was getting an Uber, right? And I hit Uber Black, right? Because that's just, you know, muscle memory. I get the Uber Black and he pulls up in the Escalade and I hop in. And he goes, just you? And I was like, yeah. He goes, you know it's Uber Black? I said, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Just me, my AirPods, and my Uber Black.
Yeah.
On our way home.
No, I didn't bring my AirPods to the bar, but.
Yes, sir. My house is a mile away.
I think the total distance was 1.25 miles.
Man, I mean, you can't have you gotta ride the
stop.
Hey, life's short.
You gotta be crazy. You think I'm walking that down here in downtown?
You're only 22 once. That's what we learned.
I'm a cute boy. Someone might snatch me up.
That's true. If you were in prison, no bueno, man. You'd be like ASAP.
Oh no, I'd run that prison.
Maybe for a little bit, man. No way to know. Some of those kids, man.
Yeah.
Slipping and sliding.
Hey, can we go back to what I was about to say?
Yeah, Uber.
Let's talk about how... I know this has happened to y'all who use Uber. When you get in an Uber and y'all don't know what to talk about, so the Uber automatically starts talking about the weather.
You know what?
Let's just talk about how much those people suck.
I thought of a really good cure for that, actually, real quick. If you get in an Uber and they don't know what to talk about, you don't know what to say.
I'm going to start just throwing up signs like I can't talk.
No, bro. Pull up, open your Apple Podcasts, type in Jordan Bertrand, and I want you to put on the
Jordan
Bertrand
podcast. Dude, you're
marketing
in your own podcast.
And I want you to tell him to subscribe, to rate, and review. And then after that, I want you to do the same, because I know you still haven't done it.
I actually did that the other day, and the Uber driver was like, I hate people named Jordan. And I was like, man.
For real?
I feel that.
I feel, man. It's those kids that start with the letter A, man. Can't trust them. I saw a tweet that said that. Very aggressive. But yeah, man. Everybody wants
you were
to talk
just
about
like,
the weather.
Did you like or unlike that or dislike it?
I liked it. I always negative criticism, man. Every time I see it. I saw another
stuff,
tweet.
Man.
Another tweet. It was some girl. She was like, I think it's really brave when boys don't start podcasts. And you know I hit that like and that retweet.
Start podcasts?
Yeah, because it's such
what
a trend.
What is she thinking? That's because she's not confident herself.
That's what I told myself too, Haas. I was like, man, that's too bad. I want to reply and be like, hey, you should start a podcast. I'll be your first guest.
you should feel honored. That'd be so
honestly. But Haas was, I told him about the podcast the other day, and he was like, "Man, you're not just talking about the weather on there, are you?" And I was like, "No, I mean, we're not talking about the weather yet." But Haas has
I hate weather conversation.
He's got a big vendetta against weather conversation. Any kind of small talk, I guess.
Cut out for a second, Kim.
Yeah, you're back.
I don't want to be a hypocrite or anything. I'm not going to lie. I got in an Uber the other day. I was going a mile down the street as usual. And I was brand.
You're back. That was technical difficulties in Florida.
Nah, there's no way. I got fiber optic Wi-Fi. I'm connected.
I got fiber optic and Uber Black.
I'm not gonna lie to the people, males, females, children, all of them out there listening. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. The other day I was in an Uber and it was just the first thing that came to my head, and that's why I hate people like this. I hate what I was doing. Because I got in the Uber and the guy had lived in Orlando for 20 years, and he knows dead gum well what the weather's gonna be like every day. he doesn't even look at the weather app ever. And you know what I said? At first I hopped in the front. He goes, "Hey, get in the back, bro." I was like, "Okay." So it was immediately negative vibes I was catching, because he said it's safer.
How's that safer? I'd rather, if I'm riding, give
some. It's not safer for you if I gotta come. Yeah. Anyways.
For real. Yeah.
Anyways, this is how much of a piece of crap I am. I said, there was like a it was like a minute went by, no one said anything. Neither him or I said anything, and I was like, "It's pretty humid down here, huh?" And he literally like looked at me out of the corner of his eye, and he's like, "Yep."
That was it.
And then literally, I immediately hated myself. Immediately was just like that, and that's why I brought that up.
It happened so many times.
When you get in an Uber, it's the weather.
You live and long enough not to see yourself to talk about. Become the enemy.
I had this one Uber in Lubbock, and he started talking about politics, and I was like, "Whoa." Hey, I read the terms of service, the agreement terms for Uber.
Afterwards,
they're not supposed to talk about politics. They're not supposed to talk about politics. They're not supposed to talk about politics, race, or religion.
It's the law student. You should know this.
They're not supposed to.
Crazy.
And also,
you should try to bring up just those topics every time you get in the Uber.
Children, I'll tell you this right now. I want to speak specifically to the children, not to anybody out there. If you're going to an Uber and you open that door and you say their name, like, "Hey, for example, hey, like Justin, right? Like, is that your name?" And then the Uber driver's like, "Yeah, get in." Don't do that. Go up to the car, have them roll down the window, or if it's not auto roll down, have them roll down the window and have them tell you their name.
And license plate numbers. You can see that on the app.
I mean, yeah, you can see that visually, but like, you can see that when you walk
up
there.
But at night, or if like you're drunk or something, you're not going to be reading license plates. That's a good little legal fact. Thank you.
Hey, well, that's another little deal for the kids. Don't get drunk.
Yeah, man, we're getting you educated, and you're getting legal advice,
man. This is
from the Law Haas.
We've been on this earth for 22 years, two dead gone long.
Why don't you give him your what's your saying?
I can't do that until I pass the bar.
All right. That's safe. I understand.
Y'all got to wait for that.
No doubt.
There's a little foreshadowing on my Instagram at LHaas23.
Yeah, but I'm gonna link everything. I'm gonna start linking stuff in the description. So we're gonna have show notes and all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
But we got Haas and I just finished our fantasy draft.
I'm coming for that. Hey,
yeah, man, I did okay. I kind of choked.
Shout out to Josh Jacobs. Roll Tide, baby. Roll Tide. Roll damn Tide.
I got Derrick Henry. That's a little
Roll Tide, you know?
Yeah,
that's a little Roll Tide. Dude, Josh Jacobs is like Roll Tide, and Derrick Henry's like Roll Tide, man. Like, you know?
Like, but yeah, man, I kind of choked. I really did. I You know, I was using a hotspot. I was in a garage. My timer wasn't working.
I don't think Derrick Henry was a big choke, but I think suggest that you should have. Oh, okay, I was gonna say you drafted him round two.
Yeah, that's too early for sure.
Probably. But I drafted Josh Jacobs round two, and we haven't seen him play an NFL game.
That's true. That was also a bet on your end.
But you also drafted Ezekiel Elliott first round. Hey, shout out to Ezekiel Elliott. Though,
that's
my
also
Dallas Cowboys.
A risk. Honestly, my entire lineup is a risk. I basically just kept taking risks over and over.
Dude, yeah, all of Jaybird's players are just hanging on by a thread.
Yeah, because I looked at some other people. I was like, man, those are like some proven people. And I was looking at mine. I was like, well, they might do it. So we're gonna find out for sure. It's gonna be fun.
A lot of my guys are on like new teams. They got better quarterbacks this year, though. So.
Your team actually looks better than mine. I was looking at it. I think. I was surprised to see that, but even though, yeah, because Haas has two kickers. So whenever I heard he had two kickers, I was like, man, there's no way. Haas' team's trash for sure. And then I took a look at it.
But when you see who those two kickers are,
yeah, you got the two best.
Those are the two best kickers in the league.
Yeah, but why? What do you? For what reason? What's your strategy?
I'm gonna tell you my strategy now that it's said and done.
All right, it's just us here.
All right, and to be honest. I'm in no position to give away fantasy football advice at all. I got last place last year.
Mm-hmm.
I got last place last year.
But I got ninth last year out of 12. But this year, I can't say anything.
I did some extensive research. And by extensive research, I mean I Googled best fantasy players 2019.
Hey, sometimes that's all you need.
and it gave me a list of 200 players in order.
In order.
And those aren't my predictions.
Believe
those
it or not.
Predictions. Yeah, in order. 1 to 200.
Sometimes you get those lists and it's just all mumble jumbled. You got 200 players.
Then you got to figure it out.
Yeah. That's ridiculous, man.
It's like reading a Supreme Court case, man.
It's the worst.
These things are written in 1800 and you're like, dude, nobody says thy and hoomps and like, dude,
hoomps.
No one.
Whomst it shall concern.
I'm like, yeah, for who? Dude, don't say homst.
Homst? That's like, you know, you're not on Twitter anymore. We're actually, let me let this be a segue. But on Twitter, you'll see those memes where it's like, you got a brain, and you got a brain with like some static around it, and then you got a brain that's like static and like stars around it. You know what I'm talking about?
Do I? Yeah, I know.
On like one side and then the other side.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
it'll
about.
It'll be like whom. And then it'll be like whomst. And the next one will be like whomist.
Whomist. I like that one. Dude, I'm gonna use that one in when we do our little mock trials.
You should just say it's like some stupid shit and just be like
whomst the plaintiff sues the defendant
and they're like, oh, this guy's good.
They're like, did he just say whomst? Whomst card.
He pulled the whomst card.
Let the jury know. Just sitting there like, dude, we got
just a gasp across the room.
We gotta file a motion.
He's like, we're gonna need a recess.
At that moment, Landon knew he won the case.
It was over.
Or if I use the word God, what's that word? Furthermore.
Oh, dude. That's the old essay. The old 500-word essay question.
I love the furthermore. I love to use that word furthermore, bro. Every time I say furthermore, I feel like I should be just leaned up on the side of a building flipping a nickel with like a pipe in my mouth.
Dude, that sounds nice
like
in
one
conversation.
Of those tobacco
I haven't heard
fires.
That
yeah.
like in the ear. I haven't heard that word in ear. Maybe ever.
Furthermore.
I'm going to start using that. That might be, hey, that's the, what is it? That's going to be our WAP. Our word of the pod is furthermore. I want you and everybody out there to go out this week and make a honest attempt to use the word furthermore in your conversations. Hey,
a lot
Mr.
of people
Uber
like
driver.
Also
Haas, we're giving examples, man. This is big.
Sorry,
this is
man,
big.
You got me fired up with that furthermore.
Woo! All right, for example, begin scene. Hey, Mr. Uber driver. Hello, son. would you like to listen to some music? And I was like, well,
at first I'd be like, who are you calling son?
Who are you calling son? I listen to music all the time. Furthermore, you should turn on the Jordan Bertrand podcast.
There's got to be a little pause before you say it, though, to create emphasis.
Furthermore?
You should turn on. Yeah, I like that.
It sounds like I got into a debate. Like, that's a really good debate word, honestly, because it sounds like you just made one really good point, and you're about to go into a second, even greater point.
That Uber driver just realized that this is a dangerous situation.
Oh, shit. This guy's educated.
This man is educated.
I won't mess with him.
He's like, I am not going to ask this guy about the weather.
I had some suspicions when he asked my name, but now I know.
I like that.
All right. But yeah, so speaking about tweets, you know, we got our memes and stuff. One meme that I've seen a lot, it's a personal favorite of mine because it brings back childhood nostalgia, are the no context Billy and Mandy memes, which I don't know if you've seen. You might have been off the web too long. But
Billy who?
Billy, you know that. Basically, you can follow search on Twitter, no context Billy and Mandy. And it's just these memes of Billy and, you know that show? The Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy from Cartoon Network?
I don't watch TV, sir.
From when you were a child, when you were a youngin'.
All I played with was educational toys.
All right. Well, our next topic is childhood shows.
You can ask my dad.
You didn't watch any TV shows as a kid?
No. Hey, look.
No Nickelodeon.
I'd give you one example right now. In what is it, preschool? You know, when you had nap time?
For sure. You were listening to podcasts.
I wasn't taking it. Podcasts weren't around back then. I was putting together puzzles of maps.
During nap time?
Educational toys.
Man, that's why you're in law school.
I told the teacher, I said, a nap? For what?
He's like, we just had recess.
I'm gassed up. Give me a puzzle.
A nap.
I don't
know.
Like,
we haven't even learned anything today, Miss Johnson.
I actually told my teacher that when I was four. No.
That's funny. Damn, so you didn't watch anything? I mean, like, you can't think of... Do you watch Fairly Odd Parents?
No, I'm not Fairly Odd. I'm very odd.
Man, did you watch Courage, Cowardly Dog?
Nah, you're too cowardly.
Man, well, I was going to go into this whole segment about childhood shows, because Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy was one of my favorites.
What about SpongeBob?
I didn't watch that much SpongeBob, honestly. I think that might be an unpopular opinion of me, but I wasn't. I mean,
dude.
I watched it. But not Something as I right probably watched. I probably watched one third of the amount of SpongeBob that everybody else did.
Dude,
so I was a big Cartoon Network guy.
How dare your parents not force?
Dude, Cartoon
SpongeBob
Network had the
you.
Weird stuff though, and I think that's why.
I know your parents too, and I feel like they would just not. They would condone that type of television show.
I was an only child, you know, and so they were both working, and I was just, I got to watch whatever I wanted. So, Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy, Samurai Jack, was a great one.
Never
Courage
heard of it.
Courage Cowardly Dog. Really?
Heard of it. Samurai Jack?
I think Samurai Jack's on Netflix. You should watch that. Courage Cowardly Dog was one of my favorites, too. It's like, they're weird shows, man. They're like creepy, like... Grim Adventures has a Grim Reaper. Like, that's the main character, is a Death Reaper. And then, like, Courage the Cowardly Dog had, like, demons and stuff that, like, followed him around. And these are just Samurai Jack. He, like, killed robots.
That's why there's so many crazy people out here that grew up watching demons.
Well, I think it educated him. That's why I'm so normal. I'm, like, the opposite. Because I saw
But you
it.
Think some kids out there might have been like, hey, that demon's cool. I want to be like that demon.
No doubt. No doubt. For sure. No, yeah. I'm sure it inspired some kids. Because it was definitely this and then Nickelodeon. Honestly, I need to look up what other shows were on Cartoon Network. Because I know that's basically where I spent all my time. Ed, Edd n Eddy, bro. That was my favorite show.
Okay, I watched a little bit of Ed, Edd n Eddy. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I watched every episode, bro.
He had that little... I like that one guy that had the little board, and he had drew a face on the board.
Plank.
Yeah, Plank. Yeah, I like that. Because, you know, he didn't have many friends, so he was like, I'll make a friend.
I'll make a friend. Well, I just found I like to tweet about Ed and Eddie, like, not very long to omit some words, because I'm not allowed to him.
We are grown-ass men. You say you like to tweet about Ed and Eddie?
Yeah. Someone quotes it, and it was like, these are the most hustling people in the game. Every day was a chase for the jawbreaker or a dollar, and they never crossed each other. Street legends, Ed and Eddie.
Oh, okay. I like that, actually. I take back everything I said.
Mm-hmm. You ever watch Teen Titans, bro? The original Teen Titans is fire.
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
It is so good, bro.
I couldn't even tell you, like, what... I don't know what that looked like. Nah, I've never seen it.
With Robin, bro? And they lived in the Tea Tower? You have no idea?
Don't ring a bell.
Bro, Dexter's Laboratory. I love that show.
Dude, yeah. You know? DD, what are you doing in my laboratory?
Yeah. DD, what are you doing in my laboratory? See, you got one. You got one.
It's
one of my favorites.
I actually just know that quote. I haven't really watched it too much. But I know
it is.
I've
Powerpuff
seen it.
Girls
I've seen it a couple times.
On the low key.
All right, we need to change the topic.
But well, there was one more show that I was looking for.
You know
for
who
that,
I grew
like...
up watching? Steve Irwin. Rest in peace.
For real? You were watching Animal Planet?
Did you not
Bro,
watch
Johnny
Steve
Bravo?
Irwin?
You never watched Johnny Bravo?
You know what? I love that you brought this up. And a lot of my friends that are going to listen to this, that go to Texas Tech, are going to love that you said that. Because they all call me Johnny Bravo out there.
Oh, that's funny.
And at first, I didn't understand it. Because he's blonde. he's weird with girls. I'm not weird with girls. Like, dude, he doesn't know how to talk to girls.
Well,
he's like, what's going on, baby? And they're like,
dude, that sounds just like you. That sounds just like you.
You know, he's like, oh. Yeah, no. At first, I didn't understand it, but hey, look, he's pretty strong dude, so maybe that's why. Maybe that's
it's the black t-shirts, I think.
The tight black t-shirts. I do have a lot of black t-shirts. Sure. I have a lot of tight black t-shirts, but I got a lot of loose black t-shirts for when I'm lounging.
The Undercover Kids, whatever that show is. Kids. You know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
They lived in a tree, and the adults were bad. Undercover Kids. But yeah, man, I literally just watched Cartoon Network, and those are all of my favorite shows.
Man, I can't remember much of that Cartoon Network.
That, and then maybe Fairly Odd Parents were my favorites. But yeah, man, those were all the best. Codename Kids Next Door.
I've heard the name, and I'm pretty sure I've seen it, but I don't know.
Man, those are some of the... I mean, the shows they have on today pale in comparison to those shows. Those were... I mean, yeah. those made me, man. Those shows raised me. Those and Zaboomafoo and that robot show about...
Well, that's
why
you're so dang goofy.
Mm-hmm. And Cyber Chase. That one was a good one. PBS.
The
Dragons.
We gotta change the topic.
The Magic Dragons. Yeah,
me.
Man. Sorry. I guess I watched too much TV is what I'm learning right now.
Yeah, I was like, how many shows did you watch? Good Lord.
Yeah, that's why I try not to.
Dude, man, stick to
anymore.
One show.
It's a lot of stuff. But we do the SOP, which is the show of the pod. So those are Cartoon Network is going to be my channel of the pod, my cop. So consider all of those shows my show of the pod for this week. Haas, do you have any shows of the pod to recommend?
Shows of the pod?
Yeah, a show or maybe, we'll start with a show or a movie or something that you can stream. Maybe something you've seen recently, perhaps.
Well, I really like, you know what's a really good movie that came out, I believe, in 2011? I could
this
be
is
totally Haas wrong.
Is, this is Haas's mop, his movie of the pod.
Yeah, so there's this movie called The Lincoln Lawyer, and it stars Matthew McConaughey, who is
I've heard of that
a
one.
Freaking gangster, man.
I had that on my movies to watch list a long time ago.
Well, did you watch it?
No, I didn't, but I'm going to add it to my new stuff to watch list right now.
I'll tell you what, right now, one of my buddies recommended that I watch that. It was Tristan, bro. Tristan Little. Shout out to Tristan.
Shout out, Tristan. I need to link him. I might link him. Yeah, shout out Tristan and his kid. I need to learn the kid's name. Really cute little buddy. She's so cute.
Beautiful baby, man.
Oh, my gosh.
She is. And she is funny, dude.
Is she?
She is so funny. She's a grown woman, and she's like two.
I need to know, man. But, Lincoln Lawyer.
She's awesome. But, yeah, so Lincoln Lawyer stars Matthew McConaughey and what's that guy's name? He played Kiki Camarines in Narcos, Mexico.
I'm not cultured. I don't know people.
Anyways, really good movie. I don't know what else to say about it. Maybe I liked it a lot because it's about, you know, a lawyer, but
that's a good one. It's relevant. Do you have any pops, any podcasts?
It's a thriller. Any podcasts to recommend? Yeah, I literally was making breakfast this morning, and you know, I was standing here, and I like to listen to podcasts when I'm like cooking in the morning. You know, get the brain get the going and whatnot. Flowing,
for sure.
And to be honest, I listen to 33% of the time. I listen to educational podcasts. You know, my one of the attorneys that I used to work for when I was an intern, he recommended this podcast for me called More Perfect. And they basically they basically go over Supreme Court cases and give all these different perspectives on them and, you know, rules and laws and how they've changed over time and kind of put like a little modern twist on them, talk about how things are going in today's court system.
Nice.
And so I listen to that one maybe if I'm like on the road driving for a while or something like that, or if I'm needing to get in my zone for that type of, you know, environment. But one of my favorite podcasts is Congratulations with Chris D'Elia.
Yeah.
That guy is a genius. And a lot of people don't think that. A lot of people think he's just silly. And he is. I mean, he's a comedian. That's his job, to be silly. But man, he says some things where you're like, man, I never thought about it like that. You know, like it's one of those that kind of makes you think, but it's also hilarious at the same time.
That's pretty good stuff. Yeah, those are some good.
I was listening to one of his newer episodes this morning, and it was called. I actually got it right here. It's called "Put Your Meat Away." That's the name of this one of his latest ones I listened to today, and it's a really good one.
What do they talk about?
He basically rips on Albuquerque, New Mexico, a lot. Because he hates that place, how the people suck, and how the theater that he performed at was called the Chemo Theater, and he's like, "Why would y'all have a theater named after cancer?"
the actor from Narcos, is it Al Arabia?
It's a Mexican guy. Yeah, I don't think so.
The funny guy, right? Yeah,
I think he's funny, huh?
I got him pulled up. He's done some comedic stuff before. Enrique Camarena Salazar? That guy?
Enrique Camarena Salazar. Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, I got
him. Yeah, he's in Lincoln Lawyer, too.
But yeah.
And what's that doing?
Some good stuff. But yeah, man, we gotta come to a close pretty soon. So if you got any more suggestions or anything else you want to talk about.
Also, another thing. Have seen Shameless on Netflix?
My mom watched that, I think, a little bit.
The Shameless series? Your mom watched that? Dude, that's a pretty vulgar show.
Yeah, my mom and my stepdad. I watched, like, one episode. I know your mom. Gracious, guys. I know
your mom, and she's probably sitting there like, what is going on? And Pete, dude, your stepdad Pete's probably just like, this is hilarious.
Like, yeah, that's probably exactly how it went down. She's going to hear this. She's gonna say... She's gonna text me. I don't know what.
Hi, Miss Bertrand.
Hello.
Miss you.
But yeah, I'll add that to the list.
Oh,
sure.
What I was gonna say was Frank, William H. Macy, Frank from Shameless is in the Lincoln Lawyer too. He's an investigator, private investigator.
That's a role change for sure.
A big role change. Too. That's why it's so interesting, and that's why you should watch it.
It's on the list, man. And I'm going to put all these in the show notes. I'm going to go back probably to the other episodes, and I'm going to type in all those sops, pops, and QPQs. All right. Well, do you got a quote that you want to leave the kids with?
A quote that I want to leave the kids with. Oh, man. Dude, I'm trying to think of, like, the ultimate quote that I live by. You know what? I'll give them this one. I'll give them this one real quick. Let me come out after this. So, like, my dad in his office at our house back in Dallas, he's got a he always changes it, too. He's got a above the doorway, you know, when you open the French doors and you walk into the office, right above the doorway, he usually has a quote up there, you know, and he'll change the quote every, you know, couple months or so. And, you know, it's good. It's cool because, you know, keep it fresh. He'll be in the office looking at it. And, you know, my dad's obviously someone that, like, I look up to and stuff. So he's got a quote up there right now. I saw before I left that says, it's two words. It says, it's possible.
Hey, we just talked about this. We were like, man, it's cliche, but anything's possible.
It really is. It is possible.
That'd be nice really to, like, read every morning, too, whenever you're, like,
and it could be whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
No. Get up. It's possible.
I need that. I need that on my ceiling. Be like, hey, get up. Just smell the coffee beans.
Yeah, it'd be a lot better than the picture you had on your ceiling above your bed of the Joker saying, why so serious?
Yeah, I used
and
to have a
grandma
poster.
Slept in your bed one night and she wakes up freaking out, called cops, thinking there's demons in the house.
Yeah, I used to have a poster of the Joker. Whenever that movie came out, the why so serious poster. I bought it from, like, Walmart, and I hung it on my ceiling because I was a weird kid because I watched Cartoon Network. And one time I was out of town and my grandma had to sleep in my bed. And my mom, she tells me, she's like, yeah, your grandma almost had a heart attack. She woke up.
Oh, we got to add the fact that your grandmother is Mexican.
Yeah, I was about to, yeah. So I got this Hispanic grandma. She only
Shout out to tu abuela.
Sí, sí, mi abuela. And so she, you know, a religious grandma, as all Mexican grandmas are. So she woke up, she saw the Joker on the ceiling, and she thought it was like a demon, like, hovering over her. And so she was, like, praying and having a heart attack.
En el nombre de Espíritu de Santos, amén.
Yeah, she just probably scared, like, the lights out of her. So I had to take
She's, like, huddled in the corner with a cross.
I know. I was like, oh, man. I was like, my poor grandma.
Dude,
just
I
wanted
that.
To
hey.
Make some posters.
My grandma is just like that too. That's my Hispanic side of the family, or my Mexican side of the family. And she's just like that too. God bless her, because she prays for me more than I pray for myself.
For sure, right? That's what they do.
And I need that, man. I'm thankful for that every day. But yeah, kids, look, it's possible. I'll get personal with you real quick. I graduated high school with a bad GPA that I'm not going to tell you what it was. Barely got into college. I get to college. I'm sitting in my dorm one day. And I'm like, I'm in college and not a lot of people get this opportunity. I know I said a lot of people get the opportunity, but there's still a good amount of people that aren't awarded that opportunity. And I'm sitting there saying, I'm one of the few, you know, in comparison to the whole population, you know, I'm sitting there thinking, you know, I'm one of the few, why not shoot for the stars and do what I'm passionate about? I'm passionate about solving problems. I'm passionate about communicating with others to find the best outcome in their situation. I said, I'm going to go to law school. Hey,
and guess what?
Like I said,
it's possible.
You see all these people graduating with the honors and the cords and I was in this society and shout out to people that are in those, you know, National Honor Societies. They make good grades, all that stuff. My grades were so average throughout my whole life. And I'm here in law school today, and I'm
yes, sir. In Florida, living
no
big.
Honors, no graduation, no nothing.
Uber like, black.
I mean, I graduated, but that's what I'm saying, man. Wait,
we got walk-in closets.
We're cut like that.
Uber blacks, man. That's all you need. Yes, sir.
yeah. Roof all over right. Your head and Uber black.
Well, thank you for joining me today, Haas. You have been.
Hey, no problem. Thank you for
pleasure.
Having me, sir.
Yep, absolutely.
Hey,
we'll have you back.
My pleasure. How may I serve you today?
Remember to
feel like I work at Chick-fil-A.
For all, yeah, my pleasure. And for all those guests listening, make sure you go to the Apple Store and you rate. Not only rate, but I'd like you to review. Leave your good review there, and then I want you to leave your bad review in my text inbox. Or call me and tell me, or leave it at the email, which is jordanbershandpodcast@gmail.com. Also, subscribe to the podcast. And then you don't need to just leave negative feedback for me in the email. You can also leave suggestions, fan mail, whatever you want to leave. Also, this podcast has survived.
Hey, what, you mean furthermore?
Oh, my gosh. This is what we, it's the WAP, man.
I forget these things, man.
No, man, that was good. That was a good catch. So don't
I was waiting
to
for that moment.
Rate, review, subscribe. Furthermore, go to your
go to bed. It's late.
Go to your go open up your Venmo app. Type in Jordan A. Bertrand and donate any amount that your heart desires, because that's how we survive. We were able to buy a new mic because of you. We have to fund the building of Bird Tower, and T-shirts are definitely possible in the near future. Whether it's 50 cents or $50. we can, it's possible.
Hey, but if it's 50 cents, you're right there with the Ubers that talk about the weather.
I don't know if, does Venmo even let you send 50 cents?
They
maybe it's Cash
not.
App. Furthermore.
No, yeah, because I've sent someone a penny before.
Okay, yeah. So leave your change on Venmo or your dollars or your fives or your tens. Furthermore, I'm available on Cash App. So I think that one does have a minimum. I think you have to leave a dollar, but that's Jordan Bertrand. And don't forget to follow Haas on social media, and I'll leave my stuff on the show notes. You can see all of the wops, sops, bops, and flip-flops in the show notes. And that's
flip-flop,
all the time we got.
TikTok, chip-chop. Hey, thank you for having me, Jordan. And look, I know we spent a lot of time talking about, you know, basically random stuff. Although it was motivational, inspirational, educational.
Absolutely. Every time.
Look, hey, you gotta make some noise for your daggum self. My boy Jordan mm-hmm. out here about to move to Austin, Texas, about to live on his own just like me. Ooh. And he's about to work, he's about to get his real estate license. So you know you
I got
need
it
a
pulled
house
up right now as soon as I finish.
You need
this
a
call,
house, you know where to go
work.
To.
Yep.
I'll you need here. A house, you know where to go.
You want to be on the podcast? You know where to go. That's the thing.
And if you and
working,
if you don't know where to go, you better get on the road.
Hey, yeah. Hey, what's that? I'll leave you with this last quote. If you don't know where you're going, no matter where you end up. I think that's right. Is that right?
Hey, who said that one? Hey, also another quote.
Something like
that.
Give him another one. Give him another one.
A wise man once said nothing at all.
I like that. That's a fantastic way to end it. All right.
Hey, we're good.
Right. Thanks for listening.
These people are gonna be bombarded with quotes. Like,
for sure, they'll be like, "Oh my god, I'm too educated.
I gotta get a notepad and write
these
down." Yeah,
bro, y'all better start taking notes on the Jordan Bertrand podcast for all this knowledge we're dropping.
Mental notes, physical notes, whatever you gotta do.
Dropping
put it in your
pins,
memo,
dropping
on your,
knowledge
on your Apple iPhone. Whatever you gotta do.
We gotta get out of here.
All right.
Goodbye.
All right, man.
And
thank you.
Farewell. Thank you for joining us. Bye-bye.